Thank you. It's a real pleasure to be here. It's not about me. I've got the word. So I'm going to mix a bit of my story, my testimony with scripture. So just a quick raise of hands. I'm going to interact with you tonight. How many of you know the story of Nehemiah? Okay, we see some hands in the front. Richards Bay is well known for an industrial side. I work in construction. The book of Nehemiah stands out to me since I was little. It's about a man who got called to build a wall. And you might think, okay, it's just a wall. It was the wall of Jerusalem. And he had to face opposition. But the first thing we find is Nehemiah was in a place of comfort. He was the cupbearer for the king. And God calls him to say, I want you to come and build a wall for me. And it was immediate obedience. There's sacrifice. He had to leave his comfort zone. But before he leaves, he always prays. You got to pray, you got to plan, prepare, and then persevere. And that stays to us today. Whenever you face anything from God, you're praying about it, planning about it, then you got to prepare and have faith. You got to persevere and go through it. And for me, for the last 5-6 years, my biggest problem is I've been of 2 minds. Lord, I want to do this. Thinking about this now. And it's this constant struggle. And eventually kept getting wider and wider until I had a headache. I was hurting people around me. I was making double decisions. But I always had people of faith around me. I always had real Nehemiahs that turn around to say, be obedient to what God has called you for. It's going to sacrifice, but it's going to have a call in your life, and you've got to honor that. I would like us to read Nehemiah 4:15-18, if you can turn with me in your Bibles, please. When our enemies heard that we were aware of their plot and that God had frustrated it, we all returned to the wall, each to our own work. Notice how it's every single person returned, each to their own work. You individually have a specific job and a function. From that day on, half of my men did the work, while the other half were equipped with spears, shields, bows, and armor. The officers posted themselves behind all the people of Judea who were building the wall. Those who carried materials did their work with one hand and held a weapon in the other. And each of the builders wore his sword at his side. I don't know about you, but in the construction side, if you tell someone to do one thing, they can only do one thing. If you say, hey, do this and then this, it always goes wrong. Here you can see this man had a whole team. I want you to build with one hand and I want you to fight with the other. It was a testimony to say, when you start to get serious with God, the enemy will get serious too. You got to be prepared to go forth in his name and defend it. These men were defending it with their lives. What he also was able to do is he was able to plan, to say half worked and half were able to build. Now that talks to us today as Christians, to say, yes, you need to build, but you need to encourage the man to the left of you. You need to encourage the woman to the right. Are you able to help defend them? So many of us wake up to say, I've got a single mind, I'm going this way, I'm doing this, and we don't look left, we don't look right. He has an easy testimony that stood out to me to say, here's a guy who had to build, who had to plan and organize a team. And he told them, look to the left, look to the right. The enemy will attack, but we're still going to build. Okay. I struggled with this a lot. I love someone who always used to go back to my room and be cut off. Don't come near me. I've got my own problems. I'm going to solve them. And if we go to the next verse in Nehemiah, it's Nehemiah 6:9. This one stumped me. It says, they were all trying to frighten us, thinking their hands will get too weak for the work and will not be completed. But I prayed, now strengthen my hands. I must have read that 100 times when I first read it. And I'm like, Lord, no, don't strengthen my hands. Take this away. Take this away. I don't want it. Give it to somebody else. Bring in the army. Bring in somebody else. And so often it's the first part of that, they were frightened. The enemy will always try and intimidate you. Remember David and Goliath. Goliath intimidated the whole army. No one can stand against me. Here it was, now strengthen my hands. As Christians, you will face obstacles. I know I have. The scripture says we all will. God has faced it all. He does not know defeat. And we sang it earlier this morning. I love God's sense of humor. For me, my favorite joke was, if you want to make God laugh, start telling him your plans. And all 3 songs that we sang were all about his presence. Let your fire fall. Holy Spirit, we want you here. And I read this and I read this, and eventually it fell onto me. And this was my revelation. It was, strengthen my hands. Don't equip me with what I need to, but help me feel your presence. goes off, and that's what heaven's going to be like. We're going to feel you. We're going to be with you. And it was, Lord, I'm struggling right now, either with my family, or this is just general. It's, Lord, strengthen my hands with my family. Strengthen my hands with my finances. Strengthen my hand with my mind. So this is my scripture. This has changed my life, and I hope it can change yours. So often we forget how to pray. And this is linking back to encouraging one another, to the left, to the right. So many of us just say, pray to Jesus. And someone says, how? So as a church, if you can all just stretch out your hand for me, please. You've got 5 fingers. And it is a simple tool you can teach anybody. So we're all going to thumbs up. The first finger. So there's going to be 5 prayer points. This is the finger that's closest to you. It's the shortest one. It's the biggest one. You're going to tell that person to pray for their family, pray for their father, for their mother, their friends. This is your closest circle. Next finger, please. Who does this a lot? All the teachers. You're going to pray into the teachers, those who have the responsibility to train, your elders, your pastors, your leaders. The middle finger, don't point your middle finger. But if you do look at your hand like this, you can't help but notice it's the tallest one. This is the finger you must tell the person. You pray for authority. You pray for the government. You pray for all those people in power, in control. These are the people that stand as leaders. Then I don't know if you knew this, but your ring finger is your weakest finger in the body. And this is when you can turn and say, Lord, please can you help the sick? Please help the weak. And then the last one, any guesses? The smallest one's for you. You say, Lord, this is what I'm going through. And there's a quick tip that you can just sit somebody down to say, hey, you might be struggling to pray. You have a hand, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And it's a tool that you can pass on to the next people. But for me, this verse, now strengthen my hands. Don't run away. Say, Lord, help me feel your presence. You've called me, and keep going forward. Thank you.